Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes, wonderful, and I am so grateful to sit in on another session. And this is you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio. And Cosmic Philosopher, that's the name of the show. And whenever you want to search, that's what you would search for, is Cosmic Philosopher. And I am Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Nervous Center. My reason for being here and talking about the things that I dedicate myself to talk about is more awesome than I can talk about adequately. And therefore, today, on this edition, the title of the show is the title is $1.5 million years. The Stone Age. Ended. Oh, what is that? 2.5 million years. The Stone Age ended. I'm not sure. I don't think so. I don't think it's. I think. Okay, this is. People also ask the first humans began to use stone tools. Okay. 2.5 million years ago. 2.5 million years ago. This is a very important piece of issue. And of course, you know, I am not all that well delivered. However, if somebody is trying to listen to me, they should be able to comprehend something that would come in a form that you can get a sense of what I am talking about, right? So sometimes it takes me a little while to like get my mind fixed on what I'm saying so that what I say will be coherent and you have an understanding of on how to relate to the situation that I'm talking about. All right, so now I'm talking about that 2.5 million years. The Stone Age ended. So 2.5 million years ago. 2.5 million years ago, the first humans, which are the hominid, began to use stone tools. The people, the first humans began to use stone tools 2.5 million years ago. And remember now that the World History textbook tells us when the first humans evolved on Earth, it was not a deity or gods or Elohim that created these first human beings. They were evolved. So it doesn't mean that, well, I want to say there has to be a history that relates to what could have brought forth life evolving either on land are in the water. It could be out of the ocean. I don't know. However, it is appropriate understanding to know when the first human-like creature appear on Earth, right? Just like that. We don't have to, like, involve in other element of thought for this conversation. So this is what it is, that we know that the first human-like creature came about and I want to tell you it directly the specific reference. And the reason why I am doing this, because a lot of people today, including myself, especially church people who believe in Adam and Eve in a garden, that is offered to us people, not before Christ, when the European created their own view of a world on top of what is known in civilized history, what the world is like, and this and civilization. Also, the first humanoid, we are to know that there is a beginning of humanity life on planet Earth. The Bible does not regard civilization on Earth except to assume that civilization only appear, but there is no specific form in which civilization appear. But remember, civilization is not the air that we are breathing. No. Civilization is applicable to our brain and how it functions in a civilized way. Right? We're not talking about a fraction of civilization. That's not what it means. Civilization came to Earth not by the wind blowing or a season brought it in. Okay? And neither did the early humans evolve into a civilized set of civilized species. This is my observation from reading in the World History textbook and the way it is being laid out in the World History textbook. They call it spatiotemporal time. And they give us in the book a specific time from the past when the first human-like upright walking human appeared on Earth. That has nothing to do with the Bible, Adam and Eve in the garden, because Adam and Eve in the garden from the Holy Christian Bible, should say unholy, because that unholy is the right, appropriate phrase or statement, there was no civilized human being until a certain time. And this world history textbook tell us exactly when civilized human being appear on earth. European and their Christian thinking don't, and in their writing, they do not regard what I have just said. And if we do not follow the civilized history about time of the past to where we are not thinking civilized at all. You understand what I'm saying? Since only the world history textbook carries information of existence of living humanity, we cannot resort to something else. It's the reason why I must tell you of the insanity that has plagued humanity since the past, you know, let's say 2600 years. Something has happened because there is this nonsense about, you know, the confusion about what civilization is. It's not in a Bible that we are reading. The Bible does not have a feature like the World History Textbook has to show responsible academic consultant and teachers, reviewers that see to it what is in the World History Textbook is academically sound. It is a fact. It is true. And sorry to say, over the past 2,000 years, that we have had things placed in the World History Textbook that defiled the truth of a World History Textbook. And it comes from this, the uncivilized, spoiled, humanoid, Homo erectus, white people, then, who later on invented the Bible. They are the people who, like in what Iznik, Turkey, Constantine, the European, who call themselves emperor and all that. It's not this civilized world we are dealing with when we are dealing with these emperors who are Romans, and they will go into like into Africa, into Egypt, and destroy civilized library and other things, you know. And it simply happened when civilization was attacked. And you have these humanoid humans who started to make stone tools 2.5 million years ago. And when the history says those first humans began to evolve like 3.5 million years ago and evolve into becoming Homo erectus. And it tells us about the Homo erectus that made a certain progressive move. That move that they made is recorded in the World History textbook I have right in front of me, and I want to read it, setting off what my argument. So you can get a sense, distinction of the world. We can now look back in retrospect based on the World History textbook to know the length of time when only this level of humanity live on the earth. It is very important to know that, because we have problems, and it's just like a doctor. You go to the your physician, and you know they have certain questions to ask you. They want to know if your parents had like certain type of a illness. Because if they know they have what type of problems your parents had, it gives them it gives them an insight as to how to treat you, because you are likely of traits from your parents. It don't mean that you must or it always does, but we are likely to pick up certain type of health problems that our parents, that we know our parents had. So now we need to know what the first humans, which, like I said, those humankind coming from hominid, as the first level of human development, hominid. And then it goes on to their, you know, they evolve into a progressive human development. All right. So one of the notable human development is the Homo erectus. And that's the one I want to pin down, that you will be able to have a good understanding of where we are coming from in life, and that you don't think that human beings were always talking like we do here today. That's not true. But that's what the Bible is implying and telling us. Life began in a Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve by a spirit God who give them, speak to them, you know, in a language that God made them understand. The Bible just don't tell us the date. It doesn't give us the date when it happened. The World History textbook, certified World History textbook, gives us the time. Why the Bible doesn't give the time? Why it doesn't give the place where the garden was? The World History textbook pinned down that these humanoids started off in Africa, I guess the African waters around the continent, or where, whichever way the seeded life began to manifest itself of humanity. That is something that we're supposed to know, because we are having serious problems because of things that happen along the way in the progression of human development. Problems, we have problems. And if we don't know for sure the information that is to allow us to behave in the way accordingly as it is written, then you know what? Exactly is going on today in the world. This is what we have come to because we have a Bible. And many literatures written off the Bible. I'm reading history and I'm seeing reference made to the Bible, Bible that takes, that extracts from real history, acting like it is an authoritative record. That's what the Bible is doing. And this is the reason why we are in trouble today. Because these uncivilized European who come out of the primordial human being, they were not given language. They were given only sense that they could see if they make some kind of tool, it would help them in living the way they exist every day, right? Because there was animals that was from way back in time. That ocean, had a lot of life in there that, you could find food, in the ocean. And even on land as well, right? Certain kind of substances there that these early non-speaking human beings could find some food to live. Because, see, they had mouths and looked like us and everything like that, but not completely. But they were walking human anyway, upright walking human. And have a body that, you look at chimpanzee, and you look and see they have hands that resemble human hands, right, and stuff like that. But they don't turn real humans yet. Those that are around, they don't evolve into becoming a civilized human. But you see, they behave a lot human-like, right? So now I'm saying to you, what I'm trying to get to you is a foundation of where we are coming from according to authoritative history. And we have authoritative history, civilized history in Sumerian. Kingship develop, government develop and everything like that. You don't have that in the Bible, a government development. You don't have that. See the problem that we have today? So these Homo erectus that cross the line of their species and interbreed with others, and without me like naming off, because you really just need to know the kind of things that happen, then you will begin to look for the information. All right, so right now I cannot go through all of that right now. I just want to give you the pointers that deals with where we are coming from and what happened. We need to know what happened to fix any problem we have here that we, let's say, were not taught about. It exists, it's written about, but it's like we're not looking for that. Now, when these Homo erectus interbreed with others, and eventually because of the final interbreeding that they did, caused them to start talking. People come from Homo erectus and crossbreed with Neanderthals. Neanderthals did not have speech like the Homo sapiens sapiens. Homo sapiens, the first Homo sapiens, did not have a language, but they were the wisest of all the human-like creatures. But from the Homo sapiens came the hybrid. They did not have reproduction and produce a hybrid. There is a process. Is that the gods that came to Africa, and after a long time, they wanted and help to work, to do skillful, civilized things like they do. So what they did was provide a basis for the hybrid, and therefore they had created Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens is not called a humanoid at all. It is not named into humanoid, and the gods did not use any of the other numbers of humanoid to be the hybrid. So these are things that we must come to know, because we are having problem with these white people who don't care about civilization. And when people own things in a civilized sense, when you go out and work and provide what you have, there is law what you have. And so the gods brought their law, government with them when they came to Earth and in South Africa. And it was a lot of them because they had a lot of work to perform. And if you know anything about the Earth world and the things that we have here that are constructed by somebody, but we, in our time, could not create those things. So we have it all over the Earth. We're these DP gods, Elohim, Anunnaki, different names that they are given. What they have done is what we are living by today. So therefore, when they wanted a civilized primitive worker from the human race, not from the races, but from the race of humankind, they chose Homo sapiens, not Homo erectus, or Homo egastis, or what they call it. The gods did not choose them, none of them, because they were not the right sample that they wanted to bond their blood with primitive worker. This is what the history says. Now, reading Sumerian history, Atra-Assistex, that only deals with civilized existence, it only talks about the gods and where they came from and what they do here. That's what it's about. When you go into the world history textbook, you get some of that, except the actual hibernation process that you only get from the from the Sumerian Atra-Assis text. Now, that has nothing to do with white people, because white people only come from Homo erectus and their previous ancestors, hominid. If you don't make this distinction between civilization and foolishness, ignorance, we will all get spoiled and lose the sense of what civilization is. Okay? And civilization come from the gods and the hybrid that they create. And this is why I always, you know, it takes me long to like get off the ground with what I'm saying. However, this is basically how civilization began. And you cannot accept it. You're a human being. You were born from a pussy, right? And if you don't read the history that is put here, you will only be using your common sense where you think you have, and that's what is to guide you. But that's not the way civilized life is lived. Now, the civilized people must be designated, and the time when they are put on earth. The Bible has a different version from the history that created civilized human primitive worker hybrid from Homo sapiens sapiens. If you don't know that, you're a churchgoer that don't church is not an institution. It's not a civilized institution. Church, I'm telling you clearly right now, a church is not a civilized institution. Church came 2,000 years ago or so. That's when these white people make a calendar and call it moon calendar. And may say, oh, it still has some of the sun calendar, but that's a lie. This is how we get out of control, by having intruders who are criminals. And then when I say criminals, well, you may be thinking about, what is he talking about? Inquisition, criminal. I'm not running out of what to say. I'm on slow and, you know, take a while to bring it out. But I tell you what, as long as I am taking, you must pick up a certain distinction in the things that are important for us to know. You have got to pick up something. So I am making it very clear, pointed, that civilization is not white people stuff. They do not have civilization. If they had civilization, that's not what the world would be like. The world would not have like a federal government. We would not have something like a federal government. And a federal government that is living off stolen property. Okay? So we have serious problem, and it's the reason why I am directed now to talk about this. Where are we coming from, and what is civilization? All right. So I wanted to tell you, like it is imperative for me to tell you, where white people are coming from. They are coming from being mute, evolutionary production. Homo erectus do not
talk. Okay? But they are the ones who interbreed with Neanderthals and look pretty. And then interbreed with the African people. It's something to understand. How did it go? And that is something that you need to have an interest to read about. Right? So I am telling you now, one place that you can come in your pursuit and read and begin to find out how this all come about. Because this guy must be crazy or something. And because, you know, you have these criminals to go about and destroy the African people. And they are the ones now that control the world that they don't know about. Whatever they read and are able to do certain things, it doesn't make them civilized, you see. Because they are murderers. Inquisition. And if you read back in a few decades ago, what the Inquisition was, it's in history. You're terrorists. They're murderers. They are destroyers of civilization. And when you read the Bible, you're reading about an imaginary world, a fictional world, about Adam, Genesis creation story, Adam and Eve in a garden. You're reading fictional tale. And all the churches you see out there, they don't represent civilization. I hope you know that. And of course, I may be the only person that you hear say something like that, but I have the world is a textbook here where I get it from. So you're going to say to me, say, all these other people are reading and stuff like, they don't read that too? Of course they read that. But being psychologically blind like I was, my parents, died, in the church too. And I came up in the church from age 7 years of age and read at fourth grade level until I was 27 years old. I go to adult school and I learn to read, you know, with some degree of command over what I'm reading and what the issue is. Right? So, you know, only so much you get out of being high school, right? But I'm reading well enough to understand a piece of direction, words and their definitions and all that. You know, I'm good at that fundamental. So I kind of know where the branches come out of the tree. You see what I mean? And so when I'm reading something about time and space, I know what I'm reading. When it talks about mankind and how we come about, I can understand that as well. Well, I find out that what we call BC era, it is the time when we had hominids, mute human beings who don't come to maturity of civilization. So there was no human civilization until Homo sapiens. And if you read the World History textbook, you will see exactly as I say it, that you have all these other types of hominid offspring to the Homo erectus. And I'm going to tell you now, from this point where our creation starts, just succinctly, this paragraph tells it succinctly where civilization come from on the earth, like I say, under the BC era, when we had all sorts of uncivilized human development, right? But they were not civilized in the context of this, the world that we see operating today, with big cities and urban cities, a lot of, you know, metallurgical things. That was not here before. And something for you to ask these white people who think that they are running the world. When did they come to know metallurgic? I mean, objects and stuff for them to use, because metal, when there was no metal work on earth, when these Homo erectus white people have been around for a few million years, and up in Europe especially, 1.5 million years, and they did not see any metal work. They didn't know what metalwork was. None of these Homo erectus interbreeding with Neanderthals, they didn't know anything but stone tools, right? So ask them, when did they come to know bronze, metal, tin, and stuff like that? When did they? Because the starting of iron has to do with melting stone that turns into iron if you melt it. It only took civilized knowledge to end Stone Age human being product. It is Homo sapiens, human being, anatomical, wise human being. But where the civilization come from initially? Where was it? Because Homo sapiens are created beings. From Homo sapien parent and was put into DNA fertilization in vitro into a mixture and bring forth this life form. That's what it is. These white people don't want you to know that. The church don't want you to know that. So succinctly, from the Sumerian history, here is Zachariah Sitchin. And on this book, that is When Time Began, if you've been to England or so, or you probably heard about it. I have a booklet here on Stonehenge in Britain. And that's a place there where it's tourists go to that place. Because Stonehenge is something erected for calendrical viewing or observation. And you can see that we had intelligence on planet Earth beginning 450,000 years ago. But then these white people, Homo erectus, was in Europe from 1.5 million years ago. And up to when the gods came and in Africa and working, these white people were only making stone tools. And when they created the hybrid human from Homo sapien and become Homo sapiens, we are the ones with the blood of the gods who begin to spread the knowledge all over the earth. People who talk, reason, and do things like a god. I don't say we are God, but I said we have the blood from the gods and able to do things the way we see things are done at large in the world today. It was not like that going back 1.5 million years ago and after that. And coming closer to our time, it was like 100,000 years ago, the history book says that after we were developed in Africa, 100,000 years, we began to migrate out of Africa to other places outside of Africa. Like you can see today, the way the world is, that's the fact. The history book tell us that's what we did. And you can look now and see, yes, really, you can see it happen. It's different from the Bible that they are telling you make Adam and Eve in a garden and the garden can never appear. And in this case, the reason why people don't put where the creation of man, civilized mankind come from, is because they have a fucking agenda. Okay? They have a sodomite agenda. It's the reason why they don't put that in the Bible. And all of their effort is to like knock black people out of their senses. That's why the Bible is written. So you can't find anything in the Bible of the major foundation the Bible rests upon, God, Jesus, Adam and Eve, and Satan that cast down. You can't see those things as history. You will never see Adam and Eve history until you read prehistory. That's the only time you will see Adam and Eve where it makes civilized sense, but never in the Bible. Nothing you read in the Bible, you can find it as making sense anywhere. Right? God will make no sense. Right? Because it's a God is a spirit. And the part where we should be able to see something physical, there is none. Because they have to cover it up with their fucking ass nonsense. Okay? So now, they came to earth thousands of years ago. Later on, they created the African primitive hybrid people. And that is called the mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, the Sumerian history, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the undisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, the indelibly written in stone. All right, now, That is where we come from. Now, when you read about Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic, this is the sewer pit on civilized European Homo erectus offspring. That's where it comes from. That's where we get all this nastiness, destructive stuff all over the world with these people say they are a government and bring all everybody now underneath their umbrella. Oh, they are federal government. And all they are doing is going out and stealing and killing African wealth wherever they can find it. And African people are under their influence now, thinking that, oh, they are government for real, because we are not affected with the interest to read the account of what the world of people they are. You see, because the church, I can tell you, the church is soaking evil, that the little thing that people learn in church and think that is positive is harmless and stuff like that, you think it's really carrying you where you're supposed to go. But it's not. But there's an element of, there's an element there. There's an energy out there as well that you could be an habitual criminal and, you know, in and out of a prison. But what they call missionaries that go into prisons and minister to people and read the Bible about Jesus and stuff like that, it's a scam. It is a scam. Christianity trying to convert people is a scam. It's a pattern of thought that spin around on a carousel, as it were. Whereas you think that they are teaching you knowledge to be saved in Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ is a faggot. And what they make up around that, you know, is only something to, like, impact on you and how Jesus can save you and stuff like that. And they would want you to come to church. You see what I mean? And church is just a sodomite ploy to spoil black people. That's what it is. All right. Only a sound knowledge like this could get me out of the church. I'm telling you that, and it's a fact. All right. So now, I told you, we're seeing the world is the textbook. The world is the textbook that tells us about our early beginning. We have the early beginning of the human aid, these white people early beginning. And we have the beginning, I mean, which is the uncivilized beginning, because no, nothing talk back there, right? So we are talking beginning. It comes with the gods that come down from above and created hybrid people. Now we find out that, you know, things have gone awry and the world is in the state it's in. Okay? And I am sitting right here, and it's simple because I come to know these things while I'm here talking. Because these faggots, all they do is take over control and decide they're controlling, and there's hardly anybody is able to come forward and drive them back where they come from. And you can only do that with the truth, the fact of history. Government and everything that is set up in the world, these faggots are not supposed to be talking about they're ruling anybody. Okay? And they make up their own government and making up their own law and tell black people that they are under A.D. Anno Domini. And all A.D. Anno Domini is made up for by those emperors is to destroy African people. and it is written. It is historical knowledge that they use AD and Adamani and say they have, and they use their so-called emperor to make set tribunal and them and the Pope, them make up legislation out of it. Now, it is only European Sodomite fucking ass law. Only them it benefits. In Europe. Not any place else. So you wait until the time is right. Wait until the time is right, because the time is right around the corner. It's not the world that is going to end. It's these Sodomite existence is going to end. And those Africans who are following the church, their life is going to end. You see, because they are following sodomy. You can't follow the Sodomite world, A.D. and Adamani, the Christmas world. You can't follow that. I mean, the gods who set up everything on earth here, they don't want none of those things here. They are not in any kind of way accepting of these white people fucking batty. And they want the African people to fuck batty. They are insisting on it because they come here and make law. They can't like back out and say, I know true. They want to look like they're civilized and stuff like that. But they want to get where everybody is now submerged under the concept of fucking batty. If you don't understand that, you can, you know, go on and wait until whatever, you know, you live to experience, whatever it is. But these people are on standby. The white people are on standby for extinction because their ancestors, right down to the, I think they're going to frazzle out with this, with the hybrid miscegenation. All right. And they're going to frazzle out and go into the abyss, right? But what they got from the Neanderthals never speak a language, okay? They were not civilized. So what they get from them are little looks. You know, they were upgraded humanity, but they were not civilized, but they're nice looking. So they mingle with them and come out with a good look. Right, as you can see now, a lot of these folks, like so Obama has a white mother and a black father. Look at him. This is what we have going on here. Obama is an idiot. He can only read and, like, you know, play the role like a president and stuff like that. But Obama is as shallow as the water that is drying up in the pan. The kind of stuff he does. You think that because he turned president, you know, you can't say this guy don't have any sense or not like that. He has that much sense because when these white people interbreed with African hybrid, that's what they get, is a blood inside of us that makes us stuck. When the gods put their blood with Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens never talk like us, right? But they were the wisest of humanity on earth. But they use the Homo sapiens, their portion of their body, scientifically extract from them and from themselves a young Anunnaki male. Extract from him that portion of reproductive portion and mix both together, the female Homo sapien and the male Homo sapien. They mix them with the blood of the gods. That's what brought us about. Civilization is a very, very intellectual, academic knowledge that tells you things, make you know things and realize things, you see. We don't sit down and lap tail and look forward to white people to hand out something to us, because what they have is not theirs. And I can prove what they have is not theirs. They never did. I use history and prove that. White people are not uncivilized cases with the church Christianity. You want me to tell you what Christianity is from the world history textbook. And even the Bible too. Even the Bible. The Bible, if you're reading it with civilized sense, and if you go to the university that they're running out there, it's not that you can't learn mathematics and learn a lot of important science knowledge and stuff like that. You can learn it there. But what is going to happen is a package deal these sodomites use in these learning institutions. Because you are learning that, but they are putting something else inside of you that control the knowledge that you have. What the church, the concept of the church, is not science. It is not science. It's a faggot institution, right? And when they make like seminary where you go and go learn about a spirit God, that your head is gone. Your brain is gone. Your cerebrum and cerebellum, it's gone. You are going to walk up and down and do whatever you want from planet Earth, and you can have money and stuff like that. But You're dead a fool. Right? Yes, because you listen to a lot of who they call science and scholars and what scholars say. These guys are calling themselves modern scholars. ask them about the first calendar. What is the first calendar? What is AD Anadamani based on? Ask them. They won't be there with you at all, you see. Because what flourish their knowledge is the university that they have out there. You go to this university and blah, blah, blah. And nobody can say, you are not this and that. But you're not, they are not civilized. These people who say they are scholars and, they go to these universities and stuff like that, they are not real academic scholars. Civilized academic scholars. That's not what they are. Because they're in the church that educate them and most of them are sodomites anyway, right? That's what they cater to. That's what the church cater to. So if you go to a Roman Catholic seminary or university or college or stuff like that, and even first school, children, black, a whole bunch of African people go to Catholic high school, the nuns then teach them and stuff like that. That's abominable. That's not the way the world is supposed to set up. Yeah, that's not the way the world was set up. Intellectual knowledge must be civilized. And when you have a concept about Darwin's theory and all that kind of thing, you're messed up. How can you refer to Darwin's theory like it is a civilized thing? These are sodomite stuff. All right. So I want to revert back now to what I started to tell you, told you about where we are coming from. We are coming from the early stages of human development. And that is where we started back there is from hominids. H-O-M-I-N-I-D-S. Hominids to Homo sapiens. We black people here today, the civilized hybrid people today, we are ethnic. We are a whole bunch of group of us together, right? We are not white people. We are of the blood of the gods, mingled with Homo sapiens. Now, we are not just Homo sapiens now, but that's our ancestors. Just like all these white people, ancestor is Homo erectus. Do you understand that? White people, let's say their last total ancestry, Homo erectus. It's mostly that they read about in Europe that found of them, of the white people last ancestors. You see, Homo erectus is a crossbreed that gives them, you know, give Homo erectus another, you know, start another species as such. Then they are the ancestors. Well, so as we Africans have Homo sapiens as our human side ancestry, the gods' blood, the Elohim blood that mix with that make us hybrid, is what makes us talk. So we are a triune creature of two different lives. So you get the, like a mule that is part life donkey and horse. Well, so are we here, right? Our portrait now is of the gods and Homo sapiens. So come from the beginning of humankind is hominid. That's where white people come from. When they get out and interbreed and start talk, they turn everybody into idiot. And that's what we are suffering from today. Now, the history is here to tell us every single element of what bring the white people then where they are. In as much that right now, if they should like take me in front of one of their judge, they would never have a court session. They could never have a court session if they put me in front of one of their judge. Or if you should put one of those judges on the line to talk to me, you would see what would happen. Because they don't rest on anything that is civilized when they talk about government. But they learn a lot of things from us because they're talking and they can read, they can write, they can do a lot of things, man. But the fact remains. They still hominid, Homo erectus, who interbreeding with others and whatever happened to them. And now they are the problem in our world. All right. Look, what I read is what I read. What you read is what you read. Now, if we are reading the same thing, then we should be talking the same thing. because there's only one human history. Okay? And now I want to show you where these white people come from and when they move from here to there. When they move from where they evolve and migrate to someplace else, that's what I'm going to read you from the certified World History textbook. Okay? There is nothing greater than this for the modern, so-called modern world, but this World History textbook right here. Go to university, anywhere. This is the ruling authority book. And that's what I'm reading from. Now, if I was, if I were, someone who strayed from civilized truth, I wouldn't be reading this book, you know. I would have to be reading something else. But this is the book that is the authority. This is the authority for humanity from hominid to Homo sapiens. Now, let's get to the root of this. And it's the World History textbook. And this is chapter one, the first humans. And history and science, human origins, different points of view. All right. Now, history is the same. Anytime you're getting different points of view about the same thing, you're coming from two different perceptions. That's wrong. You know, if you have something right, you have harmony. You don't have disharmony. Right? So you don't call history myths. You don't call history myths. So we are having a lot of things, and with this World History textbook here, you find all kind of twists and turns in this World History textbook. So though I regard this World History textbook, it is because I can process and filter out nonsense when I see it. You see, I ain't running with it. So I'm going to tell you now exactly where white people coming from. Like I said to you, they are coming from the earliest humanid, right? The earliest humanid, that's where it started. And it ended. Human perfection ended at Homo sapiens, who were and was discontinued by offspring through DNA fertilization in vitro. That's us here today. So these, our ancestor, Homo sapien, is extinct, is no longer here. All right, so this is what this book, this World History textbook is telling me. So I am now coming to where the end of the Kenya Polos playoffs. That's the end of the humanoid, the first humanoid. Humans and other creatures that walk upright to make simple stone tools. That's the white people. And their offspring, not offspring, but their ancestors, okay? it was humans and other creatures, right? Hominid humans and other creatures that walk upright. So there are other creatures beside humanity that walk upright too, right? Mm-hmm. To make simple stone tools. So you think about that. That's what these white people have been making until they begin to interbreed us. No sooner than we step out of Africa and coming down the road there, Europe and Asia, you see? And since they are who they are, you just can't see that the African people willingly wanted to wed them. No. Because they like to fuck Batty and everything like that. So, no, they were putting the best foot forward and interbreeding with our folk and get the Obama-type generation. But you got to come back to book, authority book, and not what they come up and write and talk about these days. You know, pay attention to these old bunch of foul, sodomite writing. Okay? Stick to the book. Only the book is good enough to direct us the right way. Right? And good that we don't have just one person writing it where they can run off and talk all kind of foolishness. The truth, the dominant truth, remains the dominant truth. So now, they have called the name, you know, Kenyapot, your plus, your what? Platyops. They define them as the flat faced man of Kenya and think that it is about 3.5 million years ago. Okay? That is the earliest form of the white people, not us, not the African people. Now, so listen this. And it says, a second stage of early human development occurred. So when I tell you that white people are second process or second, development. When I tell you that white people are second human development, I'm not lying. I'm telling you straight from the book. These white people are second human development. And what they do to elevate themselves where they are, you need to find out by history. Otherwise, you won't know how the world is so fucked up. It is fucked up because of these faggots fucking up. You see? And they won't stay by themselves. They want to plaster it on everybody. All right. Now, you could never stop anybody from going to a courthouse and say these things because it's the world is a textbook. And they cannot come with them, you know, this nasty, body fucking all over the world and throw away the world history guideline book. You know what I mean? No. But they want what they tell you, the fuckers that they are preaching and telling African people. They want you to accept that as Jesus Christ died for you. All right, and you're going to go get salvation and see. Okay? Now, but this is the book that tells us exactly what reality is, you know, in a civilized manner. So it tells you a second stage in early human development occurred with parents of Homo erectus. You get it? They are the second human development. Upright human being. Them, white people there. A species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. You get it? A species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago, Homo erectus made use of large and more varied tools. So they are a little bit better than where they started 3.5 million years ago. You know, because they say they make like just, they make simple stone tools. But now they are showing you that they make varied, you know. All right. So it goes on to say that Homo erectus made use of large and more varied tools. Those humanoids were the first to leave. So white people are still humanoid. They cannot talk. Do you understand that? So exclude outer breeding with others. They would never, okay? I have a book that these scientists explain that language speaking come from the first human that the gods created. They trace it to one woman portion that they test and found that speaking come from. Just like we know it in our history, where it came from. Because there was the batch that they made the hybrid people from. Fertilization in DNA fertilization in vitro in glass tube. That's where we come from. And here we are having to read that it is a separate process to come from to be Homo erectus. And we hybrid Homo sapiens. They don't have anything to do with us. Okay? And there is no plan of salvation throughout whatever we are reading in history. We don't have before Christ salvation promised to nobody and God make man. You know, make man and they sin and all that kind of. You don't come up with none of that before Christ. These Sodomites are making that up for freedom world, Christmas and Easter world. You know, we don't belong with what they're doing. We don't belong to what their democracy they dream up. You see, unlike the world was evolved chaotic and stuff like that. We don't know clearly who we are or not like that. That's what they want because that's where they are coming from. Do you get it? That's where they are coming from. That's why they want every single African people to come down underneath their fucking licking ass. Read the Bible real good and you'll find out these people, you know what? I mean, their level of uncivilized condition. Ass, one of them married people because of their ass fucking and all that kind of stuff. And we must allow them to come in and trample over us with their fucking sodomized ass. And we must become like Jesus and stuff. And Jesus is a fucking sodomite character and nothing else. Okay? Now, so describing them to you, I'm describing them to you. If you want to go there and go vote for them and I tell you about, oh, they're going to vote now and you must come and vote for them and stuff like that. Yes, because they're turning us into a sodomite Europe. They're turning all African orderly society into a faggot European country. I want you to be like them. See, they are trying to be like us. Well, they're doing that to make us turn like them. You know, see? So it goes on, you know, how can we have our place all set up by the gods for us, and we allow them to come in and do all of these, like the 509 BC coup that they stage in Europe, and come and lie about everything. Everything they do, they lie about it. And we have spatiotemporal time, just like I am reading it right here, to know that these faggot white people don't belong with us. And it's to tell us that. They are not a part. So what them I do here? Yeah, but them come now and take away what we have and use it, using the wealth against us, that they are the one who have the wealth. We don't have anything, so we have to depend on them. The truth is going to assail them. They will be blown away, and they don't know when they get blown away. Let they continue their continuous and civilized body fucking, and they will find out they are in the wrong place doing it. I'm reading it to you so you know exactly who these white people are. Don't succumb to the idea, because that's what is going to make it very difficult for a lot of people. So it goes on to say, they had 1.5 million when they go into Europe to become civilized, and they didn't, because they are not destined to be civilized. All right? So it goes on to say, a species emerged around 1.5 million years ago, Homo erectus, made use of large and more varied tools. These humanoids were the first to leave Africa. Like I told you before, you track me and you find out whether or not I'm here, I mean, going on with nonsense. Right? They are humanoid. White people are humanoid. And I'm reading it from the World History textbook. These humanoids were the first to leave Africa and move into both Europe and Asia. You get it? That's right. What did they do as civility up there? You make them come here and tell you about them civilized. Interbreeding, that's the line that they cross. Interbreeding, that's why they are talking. I tell you, just as how we talk, when we got mixed with the gods, And Homo sapiens, we become Homo sapiens sapiens. We talk and have all the faculties that the gods put inside of us, like themselves. And now they are coming and undermining us. No. No. Get out, man. Get out. We may be confused that they're controlling our wealth and make it seem like, oh, you know, that's the way it's always been. No, that's not the way it's always been. The history here is telling us something completely different, and the truth is what sets you free. So pay attention to the truth. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. Now, I can tell you how we came about after this. But you know what? I don't have to tell you this. You just need to know where these people came about. You can find out in a different frame how we came about. Because now you can tell that we hybrid people and them have nothing in common. What are they doing in our culture? In the Western Hemisphere. And they're going to talk about how they use Abraham, you know, to establish Christianity. These fucking white hominid of Europe, man, we must come to know the truth. And look, the truth will do it for them. Get them out. You see, they are staying and us and pretending and all this kind of stuff. And look at how it's playing out well for them. But, you know, it's like it was all drought and then the rain began to fall. You see what I'm saying? So it goes on. I'm going to read a little more and tell you, and then I move on to another phase. They were able to do it because they had enough sense to, you know, make a fire and stuff like that and make stone tools. All right. So it goes on to say, around, this is another dimension of time that you must get straight. You see the frame or the time frame, or what we call spatiotemporal time, the time, the duration that they began manifestation of life, right? Where they ended up after 3.5 million years, right? They develop and reach a stage that they call a human stage of development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus, upright human beings, a species that emerged around 1.5 million years. So this is where how far the humanoid Homo erectus came. But they are forever humanoid. They never changed from humanoid. But now they call this sect Homo erectus. That is hominid species we're talking about. So Homo erectus is not really nothing more than hominid species. That's where they come from. Okay? So now they write a Bible, and you can see how the Bible is written. They are faggots. They are Homo erectus. They are hominid. They cannot be civilized. So they are mingling civilization blood with their hominid blood. That's why they fuck ass, and that's why they are not good for civilization at all. So when they come and turn and steal and go on with all kind of things on top of, they are like they are civilized. We don't accept that. We are not supposed to accept them because it is big and broad, very clear in the history that white people don't have anything to do with black people. You see what I mean? And black people not short of variety of others like themselves, because they are the Chinese, the Indian, the Arab, and many others, Hispanics and stuff like that, right? We don't need them, and we have our people like the Chinese. Look how successful they are, right? Look how successful they are. Why are we accommodating these sodomite Homo erectus people? That they are Stone Age people, right? They're Stone Age, and they're lying about the fact that they are Stone Age. They don't want to talk about the interbreeding and how they come to talk. They don't want to talk about that. But history has outlined the borders of time and their classification, who they are. They can't change it because them interbreed and start talk and claim that they are going to rule the world. No, I'm telling you, and I'm taking a long time, but listen, I hope you're getting what I'm saying. Our phase came in. the African hybrid people, where the gods created us, came in when it begins to explain that around 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage of human development. It didn't say, hominid. It said human, right? So human form don't only appear in just hominid. Now it is showing that human form come about by a different form than the hominid. All right? And what does it say? It says, this stage of human development began with the emergence of a new species, a singular Homo sapiens, wise human being. Two distinct subgroups come from Homo sapiens. And this will take you back to what I have explained to you a long time ago, about an hour ago or so. Homo sapiens, wise human beings. Two distinct groups, Neanderthals and Homo sapiens sapiens, us. So you see where we are now? We are at a juncture where these fathered white people peer with this third human, Homo sapiens. The people that we read about up top, they interfered with this third human development, the Homo, the Neanderthals. You see, they interfered and interbreed with the Neanderthals. That's why I tell you, they got better looking, right? But then now, what about we, the Homo sapiens sapiens? We are one of the two groups, subgroups, who mix with the God's blood and become hybrid people, ethnic people. This is what we're talking about. We don't have no other civilized humans, but in this context, if you don't want it, you can go about and go get tossed about by what people are preaching about Jesus out there. That's not the way the world is established. Okay. So it goes on to say, so it goes on to tell you about Neanderthals, and that's about how much I want to talk about this today. It's setting the foundation. Now, since we have gotten, so far, I'm pleased that I have gotten through that level. See, I can't just cut it up and throw it away, throw it out without somebody understanding fully well what I am saying, because I'm not an overt guy. I'm not a Sheffield guy, university guy, right? So I'm going about it the way I can afford. I'm a whole man now and everything like that. And I accept the help of anybody who has some help to give me, right? This is a serious thing, because these sodomite people, they feel great about taking away everything that we have and say, it's theirs. And they can't find any of us intelligent enough to say, get out of here, it's not yours. They have not found anyone before. But here I am, with my little bit of reading, my stammer, my stutter, and stuff like that. But I'm coming out with it. And if you say you don't understand it, well, tell me why you don't understand it. And don't give me no run or ring around, explanation. that will not tell me directly why you don't understand me. Tell me very clearly and don't give me adjective to demean what I'm saying. Let it go to the credibility of what I say, right? And I'm satisfied with that. If you can't do it, don't bother like go on like say, all right, me too fool for you to talk to and stuff like that. That will not wash. It will not wash. Now, I want to read something. But I want to play a little tune before I go further, my friends. I have to stand up for this. I don't have anything else to stand up for. And if the white power that be want to, like, you know, they have a tweet over there, Twitter, they won't answer to, right? Because I nailed them down in their coffin with the tweet. You see what I mean? And while it is, you know, it's so ridiculous that they are the big power and authority with all the knowledge, and they cannot answer my tweet yet. It's the beginning of sorrows for them, okay? Because somebody like me shouldn't be able to write anything, and they with all of their faggot power, cannot defend themselves. But they have the guts to say, I am violating their community standard. All right? Well, they forget the way to fuck their ass. Right? That's what they forget to do, because it should be able to tell them what to tell me, and they can't tell me that. You see? So it means they are condemning their own self. Why can't they give me a reason why they accuse me, an African person, that I am violating their community standard? It shows that they are grossly misled, misprogrammed by their own selves, because earlier they did always think that and acknowledge, I guess, where they didn't have enough what to let them stand on a firm foundation. So they went on, and back in them time, they accept, like, you know, like they are not sodomite and condemn sodomy. And that sodomy was a mental problem. But not today. The American psychological agreement, you know, they have politics on their side now, man. Come on. Obama is marrying a man and call it a woman. All these kind of stuff that they are doing now. So they are standing tall. And they don't think anybody, they don't think a hurricane is going to blow down their democracy. So they think that IB and Adamani, we don't even have, you know, foul foot. They don't have foul foot. Neither they don't have turkey foot. They think that they will be okay. Nobody can't knock them down with anything. That's what they think. That's what these white people think. They can get away with killing so many people. They're not going to get away with it. They're not going to get away with it. I'm going to tell Dred Scott that he's not a human and him no deserve human liberty. They're going to find out all of these things that they have said and done to the African people. You see? Because they only get an opportunity to do these things, not because they are blessed, but it's because the people who they fuck beyond their will and corrupt their species, it could turn around on them. You see what I mean? Because I don't think any one of us here alive today agree with what our ancestors did, and whether they were, regardless of what the condition under which they allow hominids to fuck them, we don't know, but they were told to not go in that direction. Well, we don't know what, what the circumstance, what they would tell us. However, we know that's wrong. We're reading and find out that, these white people don't belong with us. That's all the gods expect us to do when we find that out. Get out of it. Fix everything the way they put it with us. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's what I, in my heart, I'm not trying hard to do this. This is easy for me to do. Well, what is difficult is, I have a body, a human body. I can be tired or stuff like that. But in my mind, I'm not tired of this. I'm relieved. Now, here is, I wanted to play a little tune, and then I'm coming to this. So we like going up to 6 o'clock. Anybody wants to come in and have a chat with me, they can do that. They can do that. And I'm going to play this tune. The tune is, where is the tune? Okay, well, you know what? I think I would get into the neighborhood of where this tune is, but it is hiding from me. Oh, man. Natalie Cole. So where is Nat King Cole? Okay, all right. Stardust. I'll be right back, and I hope you like this tune. Stardust, Nat King Cole.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Okay. Okay, I hope you like that tune, okay? May help our heezy thinking. All right, let me go ahead and read you my little synopsis. 2.5 million years, the Stone Age ended around 5,000 years ago. Now, I got this. This data that I don't 5,000 years ago talking about from where we are here today. I mean, the Bronze Age. Well, it ended. And I know with whatever anybody says, I know the ballpark based on the history when the Stone Age ended, because they didn't have a way to stop using stone tools. They have been using stone tools for as long as they know themselves, right? So when the gods came and in South Africa, they had no connection with the gods, as far as I read. So they were doing their stone tools. They couldn't talk and none of that. 100,000 years ago, white people were not talking. Right? 100,000 years ago. And by 12,000 years ago, they were talking. And they were creating all kind of mischief. Right? Good. So I don't care about what they want to write that may be contrary to what the general history says. Now, people also ask, the first human began to use stone tools 2.5 million years ago. And the Stone Age ended about 5,000 years ago, when humans, who are the humans, are they European? So what this is asking? When the first humans began to use stone tools 2.5 million years ago? They start to use stone tools 2.5 million years ago. Okay, and the
Stone Age ended 5,000 years ago. When humans, who are the humans, are they European? I don't know exactly what that question is all about. All I can say is that white people become European when they left Europe and go up there 1.5 million years ago. That's what that's the answer I would give to that. In the New East began working with metal and making tools. And weapons from bronze. Now, they are indicating that white people stopped using stone tools 5,000 years ago when humans who are the humans, no, are they, who are the humans? Are they Europeans? No, he says, and the Stone Age ended around 5,000 years ago when humans in the Near East, when the human in the Near East, so this is not really talking about them at all. They're talking about when African hybrid people began to make metal tools. But the way they phrase it can be fooled with the way they are writing this, because they talk about humans and you don't say what humans or classify them, and you think say them start making stone metal tools. White people have nothing whatsoever to do with Bronze Age creation of things. It's the hybrid that the gods created, the human being that spread civilized thing about. And I read it to you that it is under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. There was no civilization before. These people were created by the gods as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. White people have nothing to do with civilization. You see what I mean? So they only need to get into the right situation to shut up. Otherwise, they're going to continue to mislead people like how they give you the church. You see? And we come up in the church, don't know anything else, but frog is jumping. All right. Now, right? Yes. So all the Baffin monoliths and, you know, magnificent monuments and stuff like that, awesome towering structures, that you ask the white people if those things existed with during 1.5 million years ago. What existed in Europe? Let them tell you that. Where the church come from and so before Christ. Tell you what was before Christ. Civilization was before Christ, broadly. All right. So it goes on to say, crucial point. Who first created bronze? That's a question. Ancient Sumerian says, 3,500 years B.C., ancient Sumerian. Around 3,500 B.C., the first sign of bronze usage by the ancient Sumerians started to appear in the Tigris, Euphrates Valley of Western Asia. You see what I mean? Now, white people don't know nothing about making no bronze. You see what I'm saying? All right. It's the civilization that the gods created in the hybrid people in these areas that began to develop the world with resources, agriculture, and revolutionary tools and stuff like that, because it shows clearly that the making of bronze had a lot to do with boosting civilization to a higher level of life. So get these sodomite white people out. Get them out. They're not going to sit and live on us because of our civilization and call it beers. Fucking ass. Get them out. So all they're doing is living. You see, they go to Syria and them have, you know, all of them is over there. Them and the Soviets in Syria. Take over the place because it has gold. It has all the things that they want to make themselves idiots, you know, all over the place. They won't say where they come from. But no, the world belongs to them right now. Fucking ass. And everybody must start fuck ass with Jesus, in Jesus' name. Get to know the truth, people. Get to know the truth by the discovery of copper and tin. Right? The civilized Africans, listen, these things began to develop in Western Asia. The civilized Africans, instead of continuing stone tools, began with the use of bronze, plain and simple. This is what the world is the textbook says, by the discovery of copper and tin. That's what they discovered. For 1.5 million years, these Homo erectus, they couldn't discover nothing but stone. Oh, but note how that homosexual sodomite Europeans were in Europe. Note, they were in Europe, though. Caves on Stipe, 1.5 million years. All of them making stone tools. You imagine that? And they would have liked to tell you today, say, Adam, do it. But I read the history book and tell you, right? You can't make them fool you on Sunday when you go to church about, oh, I love Jesus. Today, these gays, Homo erectus, praying, Homo erectus offspring, first cross breed. They first crossbreed with the Neanderthals and then miscegenate. Miscegenate with African hybrid people. This is what got them into civilized action or knowledge, man. are saying they invented. They invented civilized things the gods did and taught their creation. They're saying that they invented, you know, the civilized things. But it is. It is the gods. It is the gods. Aye. It is the gods. But it is the gods, who taught
civilize,
civilize,
H-U-M-A-N,
civilize humans. Their creation.
To M-A-K, to make bronze.
So that is what I have to like say here, you know. That's what I have to say here to you today. And I hope that you will find much in this, and we will be on another edition next time. I hope that you have learned something significant from this. I do hope so. And you take good care of yourself. Life will be over, and we just need to make our spirit yes, so yes, I say, take good care of yourself until next time.